Thank you for calling customer support, Bernie. That's speaking. I may help you.
Yes, you seem to have withdrawing money out of my account without my permission.
What's your zip code, please?
48860.
One moment. What's your name, sir?
James Hay, H-A-Y.
Will you verify your address for me, Mr. Hay?
230 East Prospect, Muir, Michigan, 48860.
Okay, your transaction is pulling up now. Please hold. Still loaded up, please hold. It's taking a little longer to load up, so please hold. Okay, sir. All right, I see here on 7/16 that you agreed to pay $5.74 for the ice maker, for the chance to win the ice maker.
That was supposed to be like a $2 thing.
Okay, and also in the terms of the agreement, it did state to you, providing they were read, that it's going to enroll you into a membership. That's where the $67 come in.
I did not agree to any membership. I did not agree to anything over $2 for the shipping of the ice maker.
Yes, sir. When you accept
both charges are fraud.
No, sir. We have thousands of members, and when you accept the your credit card, when you accept the terms and agreement, and I'm provided. And most people just tell me they just didn't read the terms and agreement. And if provided that they were read, it was stated to you that if you did not call back. Within, I think this is a 7-day trial. If you did not call back during the trial period, they was going to automatically enroll you into the discount store. And that's what happened, sir, because you didn't call back in. In the terms and condition, it does tell you you must call to unsubscribe if you do not want to become a member after the end of the trial period.
Yeah, I do not believe it's correct. I did not give out authority or permission to withdraw any money other than the $2 out of my account for the shipping.
I understand what you're saying, sir, but once you accept the terms of agreement, that is the permission. That is the, because you at that point, you had a chance not to go move forward with your card number.
That was not printed on what I read.
Yes, sir. It is what
no.
I can do.
I do not agree to either one of these charges, and I am saying I want my money replaced back in my account.
Well, no, what I can do for you, sir, is I can cancel your membership so you won't get charged anymore going forward. If you'd like for me to do that, I will do that.
No, I want this canceled.
Sir, I can cancel this, and you're going to get a charge next month. So
no, I'm canceling this now. I am not paying $67 for a membership I didn't agree to. I'm not paying $574 for a shipping and handling where it was stated as $2. So both those amounts are to be put back in my account now.
No, sir, it doesn't work like that, sir, okay? You've already paid the $67.32. You've already paid the
$574. It's still pending. I can stop it by bank tomorrow.
No, sir. The bank calls here when you call your bank.
I'm getting a hold of my bank tomorrow, but they even know that both charges are fraud. I've called demanding money be put back in my account.
Okay, sir. This is what I'm going to do for you, okay, so you won't receive any further charges. I need to cancel your account so you won't get charged for August, okay? And June, and August, and September, and November going forward, okay?
Oh, that's fine for those. I'm talking about now.
No, sir. Now, right now, I need to cancel your account if that's what we're wanting to do. So you won't receive any other charges.
Nope.
You don't want to cancel your account?
My account is to be canceled and money is to be replaced back in my account.
No. Listen to me, sir. Let's follow this first. We're going to, because you have reoccurring charges of $67.32. You are set.
Which I did agree to.
It's agreed to, sir. It's paid for, okay? Whether you want to say that or not, it's a valid charge. However, this is what I can do to help you. I'm going to cancel the account. So you won't receive any additional charges, okay? I'm also going to refund that $67.32, okay? Are you understanding me, sir?
Run that by me again, please.
I'm refunding the $67.32.
What about the $574?
No, sir. Let's handle this. Are you agreeing with me on the $67.32? I'm refunding that now.
I will agree to that.
Okay, so your refund has been submitted, sir. It goes back to your bank 3 to 5 business days. Let me notate the account. Okay, sir, your account has been canceled going forward. You will not receive any additional charges, the reoccurring charges. You will not receive those, as well as the $67.32 have been applied back to your account, and you will see that in 3 to 5 business days, sir. Is there anything else I can do for you this evening?
Yeah, the $574.
That $574, if you had called in that day of before then, I probably would have been able to refund that. But after the day of, I can't. It's not possible to return that part. But the $67.32.
No $574 agreed to.
Excuse me?
There was no $574 agreed to. The only thing on the ice maker was a $2 charge.
Plus, sometimes they have the warranty on them for $3. That depends. You keep saying not agreed to, sir. Once you put your card number in and proceed forward, you have agreed because you entered your information. We didn't. So going forward, your account has been canceled. Your refund has been applied of
$67.32. Fine.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful night.
All right.